So the third halacha, the Rambam Pirk Aleph, says Bisman is Shane Bas Amigdash Kaim Bain Lana Mizbeach Hapora Ain Shemel Tshuva. So now that we no longer have a temple because of our sinfulness and the sinfulness of prior generations, and we no longer have the ability to bring the scapegoat to Sar Mishtaleach, all we have left is tshuva. And tshuva chaperas al kol averus. But tshuva is effective to atone for all the sins, because after all, we just mentioned that when you bring the sacrifices, you had to do tshuva anyway, it wasn't effective. I feel Russia call Yom Yav Suvi Achron, I'm asking Lo Shum Dovin Rishish, Nam Rishish, Russia, Yakasha, Babi Yom Shuv, Mirisho. And even if though you were a sinner your whole life, but in the end you did tshuva, so in the end of your life you'll be forgiven for everything. And Yom Kippur itself is effective to achieve forgiveness and atonement for people. But for what? We'll see. Even though repentance is always effective, and Yom Kippur itself is always effective, there's some sins, as a result of the gravity of the sin, that are not forgiven immediately, but they're forgiven after a long while, and others are forgiven immediately. What does he mean? The Rambam explains. Kate said, sin, for example, a positive commandment that has no kares. Forget, you didn't put on tefillin. I'm not putting on tefillin today. So it's a positive commandment that you were negated. So if you do tshuva, you go, what entered my mind to be so foolish? So Rebbein Hashem will give you a forgiveness right on the spot. Now, what happens to Avraham Mitzvah Losa say Shein Bakaris? What if you transgressed a negative commandment that didn't have with it a punishment of Christ's excision? Lo Mises based in the Losa Tshuva, and you did Tshuva. Tshuva Tolav Yom Kippur Machapa Vela Nemo Kabyom Zan Chapa Aleichem. So if you transgressed a negative commandment, so you have to wait until Yom Kippur. You have to do Tshuva immediately, and then if you don't repeat the sin, Yom Kippur comes, and with the conclusion of Yom Kippur, you receive forgiveness. Avraham Krisis and Mises based in Vyasa Tshuva. But what if, God forbid, you did more a sin with more gravity? You did something that Nisar Kares, or something that you had to be put to death for by the Beis Din, but then you repented. So it's tshuva, Yom Kippurim Tov Misurim Boim Alom, Megomer Alek HaPara. So tshuva is held in abeyance, Yom Kippur is held in abeyance, and the suffering that comes to you then, that completes the tshuva process. Ulamim Mishchaper Lo Ad Kapar Gmura Ad Shiyavo Alav Surim Yoyelo Nemar Fakat B'Shev Pishom Negoim Avona. So once the suffering comes on you, along with tshuva and along with Yom Kippur, so then finally you're forgiven. But if you desecrated God's name in public, in other words, that sin, that's something that's never going to be forgiven until the day that you die. You have to do tshuva, you have to wait for Yom Kippur, you have to suffer, and then Misa is the ultimate mishapir. Death is the ultimate atoner. If you've done tshuva, Ela tshuva v'yom kippurim v'yosurim shloshtim tolim mises v'chapir shnemar v'nigla v'ozne Hashem tzvakos y'michu parvon azel lachem atmusun. God willing, we'll be in a situation where the Beis HaMikdash again will be rebuilt. We won't have to worry about waiting, but we'll be able to do tshuva and get our atonement immediately.